Imagine a nation careening toward a dystopian horizon. The institutions we once trusted to safeguard our health, built on scientific discovery, collective well-being, and unwavering integrity, are being dismantled. Imagine science silenced, surveillance systems shuttered, and vaccines de-emphasized. This isn't fiction. This is the United States today. At the center of this drift is Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. In a dramatic September 4, 2025 Senate hearing, he faced bipartisan backlash for firing CDC Director Susan Meneses, reportedly after she refused to endorse policy shifts unsupported by evidence. And then he replaced the CDC's 17-member vaccine advisory panel entirely with vaccine skeptics. Over 1,000 health professionals have demanded his resignation. Senators from both parties accused him of endangering public trust in vaccines. More broadly, his tenure has seen a proposed $3.6 billion cut to the CDC's budget and planned layoffs affecting 2,400 employees. Only 700 have been promised rehire. This is not limited to the CDC. Across HHS, about 20,000 full-time positions are slated for elimination under a sweeping 2025 reorganization, especially targeting the CDC and FDA. Many specialized offices, from chronic disease prevention to occupational health at NIOSH, are being merged or dissolved without consultation. State and local health departments are left scrambling to fill the gaps. It gets worse. Over 3,000 pages on the CDC's website covering critical topics like HIV, chronic illness, adolescent health, drug overdose prevention, and environmental justice have been removed or altered, including vaccine guidance for pregnant people. Science and public reporting are being purged, along with public trust. Meanwhile, one of the CDC's most effective public health campaigns, Tips from Former Smokers, is ending this September, following federal funding cuts. That campaign had generated over 2 million additional quitline calls from 2012 to 2023. Now that momentum is being lost at the cost of hundreds of thousands of lives that could have been saved. The National Institutes of Health, the backbone of biomedical innovation, faces catastrophic cuts. Around 2,100 grants have been canceled, affecting roughly 5,000 jobs. One institution, the University of Texas Medical Branch, lost more than $19 million in NIH funding, including a $14 million antiviral drug project vital for future pandemic preparedness. Researchers warn these cuts could impair scientific progress for years and even cost more in the long run than they save. A JAMA Health Forum study used systems modeling to show how slashing NIH funding is likely to dismantle research pipelines, weaken the scientific workforce, escalate healthcare costs, and undercut national security. Economists estimate the damage in lost economic activity could reach $16 billion and the loss of 68,000 jobs across the country. None of this is accidental. It's a calculated shift toward a system where public health is transacted, not protected, where long-term safeguards yield to short-term savings, where basic science is sacrificed on the altar of ideology. This is the medical-industrial complex unleashed, and it treats human beings as transactions, not lives. Vaccine guidance is rewritten. Experts are gone. Data is scrubbed. Campaigns that save lives end. Research pipelines dry up, all while warnings go unheeded. Meanwhile, partial attempts at resistance emerge. Massachusetts has mandated that its health insurers continue covering all vaccines approved by the state, even if federal recommendations disappear. Every canceled grant, every reassigned program, every layoff echoes in the lives of people we know. Scientists losing jobs, clinics losing support, communities losing protections, families losing hope. The next epidemic, the next cancer breakthrough, the next preventive intervention jeopardized or erased. This isn't alarmism. It's the unfolding map of erosion. Tilt your head back. See the trajectory. If we allow public health to be deconstructed, how many lives must be lost before we realize what was sacrificed? If health is again up for sale and transparency is erased, what fabrics of truth remain? This is the moment to speak truth to power, to remind ourselves and our neighbors that health is not a commodity. Progress is not optional. Science is not negotiable. If we fail now, we may not get another chance. The dystopian future isn't inevitable, but silence is.